Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Another great week has passed, which means that we are graced by another week full of wins and losses. No, So anyway, since Halloween was just a few days ago, nag-isip ako ng topic na tutugma, mapatin na tutugma, sa special occasion ito. Ito yung panahon na parang lumalabas lahat ng mga nakakatakot Mga vampira, mga kapre, mga aswang, di ba? Mga werewolves, ganyan, mga ex-charot. Yung tipong inabangan na magandang gabi bayan ni Noel de Castro, di ba, mga ganyan. Yung parang magtatakotan tayo, di ba? Parang, uy, takot, charot. So yan ang pag-usapan natin. Something that is really, really scary, di ba? At ito ay ghosting. Yan. I'm sure narinig na to somewhere on social media or with your friends, no? Hindi pong, pare, ginosting ako niya, no? Yan! Yan ang simula. Pero di naman natin talaga sure kung ano yung ibig sabihin nun. Paano natin malalaman if we were ghosted or not? So, may qualifications pala to, guys. Sign up na lang. Sharing. Ayan, at kung sakali, how to move on from being ghosted. So if you got time, please to stay because we have an awesome episode lineup for you after this break. But before we get into that, let's do our usual eye catcher for this week. NBA 2K21 has released new overalls for the players with LeBron once again topping everybody with a 98 overall, which I think is really fitting since he just won his fourth ring, you know, with the finals MVP to boot, right? Valorant players also had new updates to play with, starting with his newest agent named Sky, who is actually the second healer in the game, not counting Phoenix is self-healing now. And also, her abilities, you know, are based on animals, which is a new thing that Riot incorporated and makes her fun to play as. There's also a new map called Icebox, which, if of course, going by the name, is full of ice and boxes. No? Also, where you can traverse. No, ba? Traverse you. So, pwede ka mag-travel along rope horizontally, no? which is very cool. And very new. Last one I want to discuss is Wild Rift, which I released last October 28th. I downloaded the game immediately, and my initial reactions, you know, as a League of Legends player, is that it is fairly easy to play. I mean, of course, there's mechanical play still, but you know, you can have a match in done in like 8 minutes, and I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. I mean, if you're not able to play on PC, you know, and you have time to spare, you know, why not waste it on playing League of Legends on phone, right? Very nice. So that's all for our usual eye catcher. Let's get to our main topic. Like what I mentioned, our topic for today is ghosting. Ganun. Pero ano nga ba yung ghosting? Ano nga ba yung ibig sabihin ng being ghosted? Well, di ko rin talaga sure. So, tapusin natin to. So, according to Wikipedia, it is a term used to describe the practice of ceasing communication and contact with a person. No, may it be your friend, family, or most commonly, yung partner, niligawan or pinapormahan mo, no? Ayan. So, may idea na tayo kung ano siya, right? So, parang, tinatanong mo na sa sarili mo, no? Nangyari na ba sa akin to? Well, that begs the question, no? Paano ba natin malalaman? Di ba? Baka naman, nag-PM ka lang kay crush, no? Crushy, kamusta ka? Ganyan talaga, no? Nag-reply naman, ox lang. Tapos ikaw, Gina G ka bro, reply ka agad. Yung parang kulang na lang, di pa siya nagsisig, nakapag-reply ka na. Tapos after mong mag-reply, wala na. Di na siya nagparamdam. Okay? Hindi ganun yun, Kap. That's not ghosting, no? Baka naman kasi, wapakasan talaga yung person, di ba? And for me, ghosting happens between two people who has deep connections, no? Like, long-time friends, family, or again, yung parang magjojowa or nagliligawan, di ba? Yeah. It happens pag out of nowhere, as in wala kang kaalam-alam, bigla lang di nagparamdam, no? And it leaves you wondering why, no? May big question mark sa utak mo, like, why? Tell me, where did I go wrong? Ganon. Only problem is, cut off lahat ng contact nyo, so hindi mo malalaman. So parang legit na naiiwan ka sa era without an idea why, di ba? And I don't know about you, but it has to be one of the worst feelings in the world, right? Yung parang, okay naman kayo kahapon, but biglang ganon, you know? And you will start to question yourself na may nagawa ba ako? Ano na naman ba nagawa ko mali? Sabi ko na, hindi ko na dapat ginawa to, and so on, and so on. And it literally takes not just a mental toll on you, but a physical one as well. No? Kasi syempre, someone who you think is very special does not feel the same way about you. No? And worst, they don't feel the need to explain the reason why. Ouch! Ouch! Sorry. Medyo masakit mga kapatid, no? Pero it's the harsh truth, eh, no? I think everybody has experienced being ghosted. And it hurts, no? It really hurts. Ang magmahal ng ganito, char. Kasi diba parang okay lang sana kung binigyan ka ng rason kung bakit. Diba? Like parang formal breakups, gano'n. Nakasabihin sa'yo yung, I need space. You're too clingy, ganyan. O, masakit siya. Masakit talaga, diba? Pero at least, alam mo yung rason, hindi yung you're scrambling for a reason in your mind kung bakit ka iniwan sa ere bigla. Yung parang, hindi ko talaga alam, gano'n. Diba? So, paano nga ba nayo makaka-move on? Move on talaga. From being ghosted. First thing that we can do is set boundaries for you and for that person. Kasi, if it's meant to be only, you know, a fling, diba? Then at least you'll know, diba? Kung sinabi niyo naman sa isa't isa na you're not looking for anything serious right now, of course for various reasons, at least you're ready when the time comes na medyo lumalamig na, and you're prepared if things go bad, diba? Prevention is always better than cure, and that's one way of preventing it, right? Yeah. So second is acknowledge that it hurts. Diba? Kasi tayo as people, minsan nahihiya tayo pag nasasaktan tayo, diba? Yung ayaw natin sabihin, ganyan. Kahit sa alata naman, no? Nasakit na tayo. Natin tinatanggap na para sa atin, important yung person na yun, and it prolongs the agony. Diba? Until one day, mapuno na tayo ng anguish. Anguish, yung kapatid. So, it's okay to hurt because that's one way to start letting it go. Diba? Yeah. Third thing that we can do is focus on yourself. Yan. Yeah. Lagi natin yung sinasabi dito sa show, no? Kasi we're all about positive. We're all about positive. We're all about positivity here. Kasi always, you know, one thing that you can do when facing difficulties is to love yourself. Kasi wala naman na nagmamahal sa'yo. Ciao. Joke lang. Yeah, kasi di ba parang, why not focus all your energy, all your love, all your care for that person, who did not equate? Parang reciprocated, no? Those feelings pa. So yun, focus on yourself. Always find the good things about you na hindi nakita sa'yo. Diba? Kasi that way, you won't feel na you're not complete. You won't feel that you are not enough. And last is to have a great support system for yourself. Talk to your friends about your problems. Talk about what happened. Para that way, pwede nyo siraan yung person ng sabay. Char. That way, pwede mo mailabas yung saloobin mo. No? Yung parang, makapag-vent out ka ng emotions. No? May it be sadness, guilt, or, you know, anger. Kasi di natin may iwasan ma-feelin eh. No? So better yet, talk to someone who knows you so they can support you through that struggle. Alright, so there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to apologize to medyo matagal. Medyo matagal na pag-release ng new content. Lagi. But I promise I'll make it up sa inyo. No? You know, sana nagustuhan niyo yung topic natin. And let me hear your thoughts about it, of course. Do you think ghosting is a viable option or viable way for us to remove, you know, a person from our lives? Or do you think di siya ganun kaganda gawin? You know, it's still better to provide information kung bakit natin kailangan, you know, stop na yung communication and stuff. So yan, let me know through your comments and messages. I want to give a big shout out to Peel Culture. If you need printing needs for stickers for your businesses, you know, of course, with business booming this pandemic season, you know, it's great to have great advertisements. So yeah, shout out to Peel Culture, and that's it, guys. Stay safe. Again, this is Zico, and that's the end of our convo. Peace.